this on?
No.
Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the world, the bullshit exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I expose everyone else's shit, like I'm going to talk about it with the lovely Christina B. Yes, the lovely and talented Christina B, hopefully to become the future Mrs. B someday, if I could get the right formula in her drink. See, she says that with such love and affection.
So, Louis, we have so much to talk about today, which is why we're doing a show before stand-up tonight.
Yeah, apparently me and you are... I have become Batman and Robin.
We've become fighters on the street. I would say Duckman and Duck Lady, because we saw those ducks the other night.
Duckman.
Right before some shit went down, and I think it was a sign from the duck heavens.
If I gotta be a duck, I'm gonna be Darkwing Duck. No.
You're a mallard. Like Louis C.K. says, you have a green head.
You got a green head.
No.
You got a green head.
Champion on the right. Swoops out of the shadows. Darkwing owns the night. There's some villain schemes, but his number's up. Darkwing Duck.
See, I'm Darkwing Duck. I got the theme song and everything.
Well, anyway, Louis came to the rescue of some piece of shit guy, of a girl through some piece of shit guy last week.
It was.
Were we doing stand-up or were we writing stand-up?
We were writing stand-ups and you wanted some ice cream, so we went on an epic 2-mile quest for ice cream that was never to be.
It was never to be, but we did find a bathroom, and we did get a milkshake, so that was good.
Your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
But on our way back...
Yeah.
We were in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is where it was a Friday?
Yeah, it was a Friday. We walked it to Greenpoint, and as we were walking back into Williamsburg, we were walking through McCarran Park. And we saw ducks at, like, what? It was 2 in the morning?
3 in the morning. There were ducks and birds and worms.
Yes. Ducks, birds, because it rained.
Flying birds.
It was...
Ducks are birds.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty wet because it was raining pretty hard that whole day. And I was just amazed by the fact that there were birds chirping at night. like it was a daytime. So and then we saw ducks, and then as we're walking up Bedford Avenue, you know, I see this dude throw his lady to the ground. I'm like, what the fuck? So you ran to assist her. I ran to stop him because he had her purse. And, you know, he's trying to talk to me in Spanish because he's some form of fucking conquistador fucking Spaniard fag. And, you know, I was like, yo, give him back her shit. He's like, mind your business. This has nothing to do with you. It's like, I could call the cops, motherfucker. What, don't test me.
Can you turn off the back sound from the people signing on to Skype?
Yeah, let me do that. I'm fucking dirtbags.
Yeah, but his name was Jack, which is fitting because he's a jack-off. He's like, he was like this tiny, like, so Williamsburg, too, because he was like this tiny, curly-haired white guy who just was a piece of shit. And this taxi comes up trying to get the girl to take the taxi, and I go, what did you see? He goes, oh, she's fine. He didn't hit her. It's fine. And then meanwhile, he's saying, you want to take a taxi?
Yeah. Another, like, a Dominican taxi cab driver. He's like, no.
Fuck you, dude.
I mean, the thing.
No, it was a yellow cab.
Yeah, it was a yellow cab. He was Dominican. I could tell by his accent.
It didn't matter what he was. Well, it just mattered that, like, seriously, dude?
Yeah, and then, I mean, he did say one thing correct. Like, don't get into a fight with him because you would be the one, I would be the one to have gone to jail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I was like, I was like, I have to say this in the accent like I did last night. I was like, I wish a nigga would. I wish that nigga would have tried. Give me a reason. I was like praying for him to give me a reason to.
Well, he was giving me a reason. He hurt her. He pushed her down.
Yeah,
he pushed his girlfriend down on the ground. She was in heels. She's tall. This tall, tiny thing.
Yeah.
Like, tiny, real thin girl. And he pushes her down.
Yeah, but he didn't stay. She wasn't bloodied.
No.
And he didn't stay and continue pounding on her.
No, he didn't. So, but you can just tell by the way we were comforting her, like, she had been through this before.
Yeah.
They lived together. And this motherfucker, like, as we're leaving, like, we're watching her, he makes her go, like, he instructs her, you go first, and then he's hiding around the corner of the building, peeking out like a little boy. This is a grown-ass man.
To make sure we left.
To make sure we left. So we're walking, and then we see him start walking across the street parallel to us. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, following us for a little while, tracking us, like I don't know.
Like, you could tell, well, by the look of his eyes, I could tell he didn't want none of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he honestly, I think he was more embarrassed than anything else. Like, damn, I, you know, these people had to come and rescue my girl, and I'm like, I think he finally realized the monster he is.
No, I don't think he did. Cause she, he either A, went back to the apartment and they made up, and no, that's gay, whatever. Or he beat the shit out of her. I don't know. I just. It was frustrating and upsetting, but.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments. It's like only with Louie.
Why only with Louie?
Because every time I'm with you in public, something happens.
No. When's the last time some violence took place with me?
Not violence, but mainly, like, just some weird shit happens. Like, you remember, like, that guy that went on stage yesterday that referenced you? That's like, I took that joke from you.
Oh, yeah. I have that superpower, I guess. I attract weirdness or silliness or like what you want to talk about the shit joke or the
other, yes, other that has to be the pride. You know, God gives you moments in life, and moments like this only occur once in a while, where you have just uncontrollable laughter, and I really think that this takes the cake.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Okay, we were at the Pit Comedy Club on East 24th Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, for those of you who are listening on the either recorded on YouTube or live, we got news guy here. I thought I shut off this motherfucking
thing. You haven't. It's been going the entire time. It's just been
I really, you know, okay. Anyways, we were at the Pit Comedy Club, and son of a motherfucker.
Do you have that many people on Skype that are signing on at 3:30 in the afternoon?
Yes, because most of the people I know obviously don't work at this time. most of them are in government assistance. I'm just kidding. So we were at the Pit Comedy Club, and you know, I had to go use the facilitas, and I walk in, and I'm hit with the stench of shit, which, you know, not surprising, it's a bathroom. So I make the comment, "Oh shit, somebody fucking blew this shit apart over here," and I hear someone in the stall, "My bad, yo."
Oh, my God. My bad, yo. And so he comes in.
Let me finish. And then I'm like, I'm doing my business at the urinal. You can imagine what I'm doing. And, you know, he says, I'm like, oh, God bless him. So we leave. I go tell Christina this. The dude sits in front of us. He's like, yo, that was me. I'm like,
hold on, back up. Okay. You made that fast. Okay, so you come in, you sit down, you cause problems. You say the story as loudly as possible in the theater.
Yeah, well.
And everybody in the theater starts cracking up. I said, I guarantee you this guy is going to be here and he's going to be doing stand-up. And then I think you said, my bad, yo. And then he sat right in front of us. We were laughing. And then he sits down and he goes, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, and then I told you, like, the reason why shit jokes are so funny, like, guys will rather hear... I'll figure this shit out. Guys would rather hear a good shit joke over, like, a sex joke any day. Like, we'll all gather around and fuck it. Like, he did that in what? He went straight gorilla in the toilet? That fucking bowl had no mercy. He had no mercy on that toilet bowl. And we'd be making jokes like that, and we'd be laughing our balls off. And then
it was funny, yeah. Though. It was a fucking... If funny. Anybody ever... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
You go. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it was like everyone was dying. It's like, still no matter, from 8 to 80, a good shit joke will always be well received. A good shit story. Like, if you even talk about the time you had, like, fucking explosive diarrhea and you shit yourself, and, like, you're trying to, like, do... I forgot, I've been trying to find this clip online. Motherfuck. You know, I've been trying to find this this clip of this baseball player talking about how he had to borrow pants like 10 sizes bigger than him because he shit his pants and he just left the pants behind that he shit.
Gosh.
It's tobacco. Yeah, dude, it's a good shit joke. I mean, So... And then, of course, one dude referenced me that I wrote a joke for him, apparently, I guess.
He did. James Franco referenced you. Look, if you're a comic, Monday night, 11 o'clock, has to be the greatest shit show.
Oh, my God.
Of, like, not literally and figuratively of all time. Because... It's like people don't give a shit. They're saying whatever they want to say, which is amazing. But there is an open mic, and it's run by, like, this Vietnam vet. That's the only way I can, like, reference this guy. He's like a Vietnam vet who goes fly fishing, pretty much. And he doesn't, I don't know.
I hate his guts.
I love him so much.
I hate his fucking guts.
He has to be the greatest man ever created because he really hates us. Yeah. He hates all of us.
We hate him. We hate him too, that fucking old codger. Like,
he runs an open mic. He gets drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
He doesn't care because he's like 75. He gets drunk. He answers his cell phone, but he can't hear. So he'll talk over the comics on his cell phone.
Oh, I cursed his ass out so bad last time he did that shit. I didn't even know it was him. I'm like, you fucking son of a bitch.
Like, a comic will be talking about, I don't know, what do people open mics talk about? Balls or dicks or shitting.
I think I was doing my molestation joke.
Here's Louie. Wire, can I reference your joke?
Go ahead.
What? I know how to make children well-behaved type thing.
No. Have you ever noticed how well-behaved molested children are?
And then here's Louie, and then this guy goes, hello?
Oh, huh? I fucking lost my shit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's hilarious. And yesterday, one of the comics just, like, flipped off.
If you've ever been to an open mic, usually the host will flash a light to let you know that you have, like, a minute or two left to your set.
This guy doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he really doesn't give a shit. So, one of the comics just, he gets the light, and he's like, yeah, okay, and flips him off, and I started laughing my balls off, and I couldn't stop. It was like, it was so fucking perfect, because I hate this old bastard so fucking much. Like, I wish one day he's hosting, and he's doing the set, and he just fucking collapses.
No, don't say that. I could see him falling asleep during a set, and like 10 minutes later, the comic's still on stage. I could see him doing that.
I just want him to die. I really do.
God, he has to be like the most perfect stereotype, though.
Like, he's really unfunny, because he did this, his punchline for every joke, he's like, if you don't like that, you can suck my dick!
Yeah, he just stood up on stage and just said, suck my dick for like 5 minutes.
And then he's laughing like, like a fake laughter, and I'm like, he's just here, because he gets an extra $50 to buy fucking heroin. Hopefully that will be his last fucking cap and his heart explodes. I hate him.
I wonder what he did. I wonder, like, what his reference is. Like, what if he, like, headlined shows for years?
This old codger fucking was infected with fucking Agent Orange. That's why he's so fucked. Like, he's showered in Agent Orange.
I guarantee he's seen some stuff in Nam, that's for sure. He dresses like he just came from Nam.
Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't start off every show as like, you know why a lot of black people died in Nam? Because when we screamed get down, they all started dancing.
It's like, you are such a fucking
This is like and if you don't like that, you can suck my dick.
Yeah, you just end it with that. Did you hear what the guy said? Okay, so this kid that shit his pants, pretty much. He came in, and he's from out of town. We had a few people that had never been to New York, and this is their first, like, introduction to New York.
Yeah.
It's this terrible, like, stereotype of horror.
Yeah, this asshole.
It's amazing. And this one guy goes, is it weird that people are racist at open mics? Like, just saying it before he gets on. He's like, is this okay? And then this other guy goes, wait till you see the MC.
For real.
He's like, you just wait. There's no way a I'm missing this unless I'm booked to work that on Monday nights. Yeah, I'm not missing the 11 o'clock night.
News guy says, oh my god, that old fuck sounds like a riot. I want to see his routine. No, you don't.
His routine will be like this, news guy. It'll be like, the weather is cold outside, and if you don't like it, you can suck my dick. That is all his act is.
Suck my dick. I'm like,
you can be like, I filed taxes today, and if you don't like it, you can suck my dick. That's really his act.
That is his act.
Oh my god. I put more landmines over. In the villages. That was my reference to Nam, yeah. Which didn't go over well. Oh. It's shitty. That bomb. Just forget what I just said.
Okay, you gotta say it like Angelo Santos, though.
No, don't reference him unless he knows he's being referenced.
Really?
Yeah, you can't reference him.
I can't?
There's another veteran that's a comic who's my favorite. Like, if this guy does not get a radio show gig or a USO deal in the next year, fuck these people. He's the funniest motherfucker. Do you hear the people yelling outside?
Well, you are in Washington Heights, I mean.
But do you hear them?
No.
Is it picking up? Okay. There's just people yelling for no good reason outside.
It's Washington Heights.
And if you don't like it, how do you say suck my dick in Spanish?
Mama wish.
I don't even know what you just said.
Mamaricho.
Spell that. Type that to me.
Okay, it's M-A-M-A.
Mama.
B-I-C-H-O.
I'm going to Google that to make sure you're not saying something.
I don't give a damn. Go ahead. Maybe it's better the way you guys are telling it, says news guy. Oh, man, that's hilarious. Like, oh, man. The shit joke and everything... Like, we discovered Christina's new catchphrase. So instead of her saying, suck my... She'd be like... Christina.
Something, yo.
My bad, yo.
My bad, yo.
Everything.
My bad, yo.
Everything. And then, of course, it's like, what? 1:30 in the morning and you had to do grocery shopping?
My bad, yo.
So, you know, I work the overnights at my job, and it's like soul sucking. It really is. It really shouldn't, like, there really shouldn't be no type of job that you have to work the overnight for.
Nursing, doctors.
Fuck them. You die. Just die. Wait till the morning. Fuck. It's not natural. It's
medical professions of all sorts.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Well, what would have happened when you were in the hospital and there were no nurses on staff? You would have died.
Yeah, well. Oh, well.
They kept you alive so that you can bullshit on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much. We got News Guy 3. We got News Guy 2 and News Guy 3. I don't know what's going on. We're being infested by news guys.
It's the same person. Is it like the newsroom with Jeff Daniels? Because that... Let's discuss that show.
I've never watched that show.
It's... Why? Wait, that show, the first season, great, right? Second season, terrible. He gets the award over Bryan Cranston. How do you explain that? I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Jeff Goldblum. Fuck it. Not Daniels. Anyway, keep going on.
So, as we're paying for our items, because I got me a Gatorade because I was freaking parched, you know, I ask her, is like, oh, it must suck to have to work the working the overnight just sucks. It's like you feel like you come in, it's light, it's you know, I start at 6 in the evening. It's still bright outside, freaking warm. It's getting warmer, And then when you leave, it's 6 in the morning, the sun's already out, the birds are chirping. Nothing makes you like feel like a bigger asshole than breaking night and doing it while working. And she starts going into, yeah, that's the truth. And then I turn to Christina and is like, you've exploited that poor woman.
And he made me sad.
Yeah, my bad, yo.
My bad, yo.
And that's what, and that's cute, and that cured it all.
Yep. It's pretty much the way that you can get out of anything now. You shit in a toilet really badly.
Yeah.
My bad, yo.
Like, seriously, the dude went straight gorilla because he ate Nathan's hot dogs from freaking,
Penn Station.
From Penn Station, which pretty much, those are not dirty water dogs. Those are fucking, Japan fucking, atomic water runoff dogs. That's like fucked up in a can. Anyways, News Guy 3 is an imposter, most likely Paul Dembski, shit star number 1. No, me. And News Guy's like, I used to love the overnights. And we got another Anon listening. How you doing, Anon7801? How you doing? Filthy heat lamp dog, says News Guy 3. Yeah. Like, they're all dried out. like they were rejected, like, I don't want that one. I want that dog, Daddy. They were left behind. And now they're giving fucking that, and you eat them and you get the worst shit of your life.
Boy.
Like, if you have to shit in a public toilet, you end up just ruining everyone's day. You come in to take a piss, which is what a freaking public bathroom is really for, and you come in and it's like, oh, fuck. I fucked up. Motherfucker's taking a fucking Godzilla shit. Like, freaking Japanese.
This is so weird. Like, oh god.
Japanese people are running away. Like, oh, Godzilla! that's why I had to say God bless him, because he was that was like racial ignorance in that bowl. That's how fucking, it would have been quicker for him to spray swastikas and scream nigger over and over and over again. That's just like, that's what came out the crack of his ass.
Didn't you say, did you crack a bowl when you walked in? You're like, did you break the porcelain?
Did you break the fucking porcelain? How's that toilet doing? Is it okay?
And here comes the, I don't know what you titled the episode. What's your title of the episode?
The bull in the china shop. Me being the bull, you being the china shop.
No, not me being the china shop. Me. You're a bull and life is the china shop.
Yeah.
And this is just an example.
We got Casey in the chat room and his dad. Raw is listening. Raw, how you doing? It's an honor to have you listen to the broadcast. We got a lovely broad casting right here right now.
Welcome, family of Casey's from Mesa.
Yep.
From Arizona.
Damn, we just lost two listeners.
What?
We just lost two listeners. Jesus.
Well, they probably got tired of our shit talks.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, can't we have something a little more intellectual going on here? We will a little bit later, because I have some questions.
Yeah.
But, we had to get to this, because it was...
Apparently, Roy says hi, Casey says hi. Yeah.
Cool. Hello, listeners.
Yes, something just happened. I just, like, I guess there's something going on with either the site or the chat thing we use. Oh, it's his connection. Okay, so we got a listener.
So, here's why we're booing the China shop movie. Let's just get to that.
Alright,
I asked Louie to meet me. We cannot walk into any place, room, anywhere. Movie theater, church, quinceañera, for reference. Seems to be a big joke out there these days, is a quinceañera reference. Anywhere. Funeral. Without making his presence widely known. Like, widely.
Exactly.
You are the number one person in that room. It does not matter who is in that room or what is going on.
I swear to God, if I had a car, it would...
Yesterday, I was trying to tell Louie...
I'm here.
What the hell?
I'm here.
Yep, that's you. I thought that...
Yeah, I mean, I should walk around with medieval fucking horn players every time I walk in the room.
No, you should just have a bachata or whatever the fuck band follow you everywhere you go. You don't even need one. You don't even need one. You can't even go into a Starbucks without everybody noticing him.
How you doing? My thoughts.
I'm trying to write, trying to do stand-up. I go, trying to write. Get ready for a show. I go, hey, I'm at Starbucks. Somehow he ends up right where I am within 2 minutes.
I was in the neighborhood.
Okay.
I was already there. I was eating. I had Popeye's chicken right across the street. In fact, when you finally decided to text me back, your text me your 20. I was around the corner, so. You know, it's just a couple steps. I walk pretty fast.
Anyway.
Well, you walk faster than me and piss me off.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. You walk into the Starbucks. You run into the window.
I didn't run into the window.
Something of yours crashed and everybody looked at you. As you're in the Starbucks, you cause controversy and people leave.
Good. Shit.
Louie, and then I told him a personal story about this creepy guy that sent me a message, just like, I'm like, you know what, I think something went down, and I'm not going to say what it was. But then Louie, at the top of his lungs, go, did he kill somebody?
Did he kill somebody? That's how I said it. Did he kill somebody?
And the entire, it's just like one of those movies where the entire restaurant just looks over. In one moment, and then when you leave the Starbucks, this woman goes, I forget how she said it, but she's just like,
oh, no.
You made a grand entrance in, and now you're making a grand entrance out.
Yeah, no, like, because the, you know, apparently that day I was having trouble with fucking furniture. The first open mic I was in, I almost tripped over the stage. And then the second open mic I went to, you know, the lights were so bright that it blinded the fuck out of me. So I ended up almost like ramming a freaking low coffee table. And then, you know, I get to the fucking Starbucks and they have these like little low stools and I end up almost tripping over the fucking stool.
Pool in a China shop.
Yeah, but I had tea. I don't know what that means. And Casey says, does KB have any chakras? What? What's going on? What happened? Uh-oh. What the hell just happened?
I don't know. It disconnected while I was talking.
Yeah. Okay. Chupa. Okay. Somebody says, Louis B., I have a question. Some guy at work keeps saying chupa mi culo or chupa mi bicho, but won't tell me what it means. I don't... he's saying suck my ass and suck my dick. respectively. That's what he's saying. How many cabrones you have? Watch your mouth, Casey. Watch your mouth. How many cabrones you have?
He has cabrones.
I can't watch it. Watch it. Basta. Yeah, I would kick his ass when you see him. That's what he's telling you. To suck his ass. And like, honestly, why would you want to, like, even as a diss, like, I never understood, suck my dick. Like, I even if he said, yeah, okay, fine, you have a good point, I'll do it. Yeah, I'm not fucking pulling it out to allow that to allow another man to blow me. That's just not happening. No, it's not like a brony. It means cuckold, pretty much. A guy that his woman's cheating on him and he lets it happen.
That's what a cabrone is?
A cabron, yeah. That's like, you can't even say that to a Puerto Rican. That's like instant fight.
Oh, that's like the worst thing to say.
Yeah. To a Puerto Rican. I mean, I know Mexicans is like, oye, cabron. You know, they're like my friend. Like, that's, you know, pretty much how black people say nigga. Like, Mexicans go cabron. So. What does hijo de gran puta mean? Son of a big whore. That's what that means. Vic es el cabrón. Louis is my special envoy to the Latino, says Casey. Actually, we do have a call in line. If people want to call in and talk and, like, what else we got?
We were going to talk about school, and then you had another topic that you wanted to talk about.
I forgot.
You forgot your topic?
I forgot my fucking topic.
Well, I'm going to talk about school.
Okay, talk about school.
I want to go to get my master's degree because I feel dumb without one. Mm-hmm. But the school I want to go to is $5,000 per class. And
she lost her connection again. Did she lose her connection again? Yep, she lost her fucking connection again. Alright. Anyways, if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. The number, again, is 347-927-6824. Christina, if you're talking, I can't hear you. You there? Call finished. Okay, let's see. She's going to try calling again, hopefully, or if not, I'm going to call her. Oh, she's calling me. Hello? Okay, output. Okay, it's not on my end, it's on Christina's end. What's going on? Let's do this. Oh, shit. Alrighty, something's going on with her connection. Hello? Yeah, so her connection just went to shit. Fantastic. Yeah, no, it's, all right, Casey, later. Oh, okay, I'm gonna call her phone. Let me call her on the jabroni phone. Ring, 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 jabroni phone. All right.
Hello?
Hi, we have you.
I think that you have, like, haters that happen to my Skype every time I'm on the internet with you.
Why? It works every other time.
It works when we're direct, but every time we're on the radio, my Skype disconnects.
Okay, somebody wants me to translate another saying. La cucaracha es viva en mi culo. All right, and he's saying the roaches live in his butt. Okay, somebody says you sound hot on the phone.
You, Louie, you sound hot on the phone?
He said she, not he.
Oh. Thanks.
Yep. And she is hot, and she's mine. I claim her in the name of Spain. So anyways, okay, you're talking about school?
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that master's degrees really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, doing stand-up, like, I want to have... I just find that, like, I took some master's classes. If there's anybody who's taking master's classes now, I took a master's class on how to properly manage companies, basically. Like, it was... company management skills, and it was free, which was nice, and it was the idea to get into a management program for pursuing a career in business management. Here's what the class involved. All the class involved was coming up with one-paragraph memos on how to properly institute bullshit policies that are the... It was just the dumbest thing in the entire world. It would be like, how do you properly manage an open mic, basically? Yeah. Get up on stage, talk, set up microphone. And that class cost $5,000. Like, if I had to pay for that class. And here's the thing, like, do master's programs really matter? That's my question.
Well, I mean, have you seen that documentary, The College Conspiracy?
No. Is it some YouTube video somebody made?
Actually, it was I forgot who what made it, but they're basically talking about how the government has fucked up the price of education by, you know, with their bullshit rules of, you know, how much government money they could accept from students when compared. They have to take in more cash from students paying without loans than from students who are getting loans from the government.
It's just bullshit.
She's taking master's classes, obviously not a Puerto Rican girl. She's Puerto Rican not yet.
She's what?
Somebody says you're obviously not a Puerto Rican girl.
No, not a Puerto Rican girl.
Yet.
I've been asked if I'm Puerto Rican. I've had people ask me. I was in Five Below, which is a really, really fancy store. A couple weeks ago, and there was a Dominican child with, like, dreads, braided hair, and coarse hair. She was so cute. And this guy who worked at the store asked me if that was my daughter.
Aww.
And I took that as a compliment because obviously I don't look that white. So... I am a white person with white guilt who never wanted to be white. It was a joke.
They stopped you from shoplifting.
They stopped listening.
They stopped you from shoplifting.
They did. They stopped me from shoplifting. Yeah. Yep.
Or they were watching you watching you for shoplifting.
Wait, who was watching me for shoplifting?
The whoever was talking, wondering if you were the mother of the colored child.
No, he wasn't. He just watched me, but he was just one of the guys at the thing.
Oh.
And there was a kid standing next to me, and he asked if it was my daughter.
So, I'm not repeating that, what they said, because that'll get you pissed.
What did they say?
Hit it Boricua style.
Oh. I think he's talking about you. And him.
See, he was watching her. So, what was the topic I was going to talk about?
I don't know. Obviously, it was...
Watch, I'm going to remember, and it's going to be like, that's what I wanted to talk about.
I guess my point is, like, do all these dumb colleges matter? Because this college is a big-name school. But, like, you get on the subway, or anywhere, and you see things, like, listed for, the University of Bullshit on University blah blah blah.
University of Phoenix online.
Online. Go to school on your cell phone.
Have you ever tried going to school in your pajamas? Are you watching Maury Povich right now, wondering if that's that person's baby daddy? Why you could be going to college, learning how to fucking sell crack. Like, you
Maybe
know, I was a single I was a single mother.
About.
I had my child at 14. I didn't have a job. I had to take care of my kids. I went to Everest and I got a job as a nursing assistant that the state gives classes for free, but I paid 10 grand for this motherfucking course. Thank you, Everett. To get a $10 an hour job.
That's the other point is, like, okay, so these kids go to this school. I'm just going to put out the name. Columbia.
Yeah, somebody
the
was...
The reason I put out the name...
Somebody was guessing. They were like, is it NYU? Is it Yeshiva University? Columbia?
No.
Apex Tech?
Yeshiva, on the other hand, fuck Yeshiva. What the fuck is... Okay, I know that it's a school that it's, like, a brotherhood school. Why the hell is it so expensive? It is so expensive to go to Yeshiva.
Oh, they cater to the tribe, my brother, my sister, they're catering to the tribe.
I guess they're catering to the tribe, but the thing is, like, I knew this person who graduated from Columbia in a degree in management, and the only job they could get was an unpaid internship. That's it. It's the only job they could get. What's the point of a $100,000 degree if that's what's going down? I don't know. Bill Gates, that shit. Bill Gates is Steve Jobs.
Yeah, well, a non-8787, which I wish people would pick their names. Pick names, please. It would make it easier for me. Is like, it's for the Jews to become rabbis! That's what he said. Yeshiva University.
And lawyers. It's to be in the law firms. It's to get them in the law firms, but the law firms are so closed right now that you're going to get a degree in law for $250,000, and it's still going on.
Well,
there's an article
Brooklyn
that
law
Vice
school.
Just published. What?
Brooklyn Law, if you want it, Brooklyn Law School.
Brooklyn Law is a great school, too. The thing is, you're going to get a degree, and you're going to end up, like, at... Did you say where you work, Louis, or do you not say where you work?
I do not say where I work.
Okay.
Because,
then I'm not going
to
say.
No, because I get a whole bunch of retards that will start calling there trying to get my ass fired. And I'm tired of these fucking stalking-ass mother... Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about, the stalking...
Bill, you want to talk about your stalkers.
Stalking-ass motherfuckers again. Freaking photoshopping my picture with fucking makeup on. Like they're fucking clever. Like, they're fucking clever. Like, and I'll tell you who it is. It's freaking Gay Baby Rivera. Gabriel Rivera from fucking, Indiana.
Oh, he's from Indiana.
Yeah, he's like and I'm ashamed that he's Puerto Rican like me, but he has some real mental issues. Like everything is connected to the drug war. Like he's like the price of freaking Hostess cakes is because the CIA freaking brings in freaking cocaine, man, and we need to end the drug war. But really, it's just a ploy for him to try to scam women to fuck him. But his, you know, everyone knows, everyone already knows.
So wait, everything you just said is, you said this crazy guy drew lipstick on you.
Yeah.
In order to prove drug war things and fuck women?
Yeah, well, he's apparently the world's greatest activist, anti-drug war activist. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm against the drug war, but this dude actually, he stood outside of a bar, and he was in a college town in Indiana. And he was standing outside the bar blaming them for the death of some chick that went missing. And he was getting... He actually filmed himself getting chased by people trying to kick his ass. But, you know, I mean, this is just one of many. Because people hate me because I either make fun of them... Like, harmless ribbing, and then they want to fucking start, like, Louis a Jew, Louis, did this, Louis, because Louis was born on a full moon, that makes him, fucking some sort of demon. I have proof, because I said it is. And it's always motherfuckers from, like, 3,300, like hundreds of miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it's like, oh, if I ever see you, I'm gonna kick your ass. Well, my address is out there. Unfortunately, someone. Well, yeah. So.
What is this guy's name?
Gabriel Rivera.
Okay.
So AKA Gay Baby. Look, Gay Baby Rivera.
Let's spin this, okay? Instead of starting shit with him. Let's look at life from his perspective, all right?
He's homeless.
He lives in Indiana?
Yeah, he lives in like a... Well, I don't know if he's still there, but he was living in a shelter.
Okay, so then why is this funny? Obviously that this is like... Here's the thing, Louis. You fight a lot of battles, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So let's stop and look. Let's look deconstructively at this battle.
In fact, I could play a prank call.
Is this battle worth fighting?
Well, I didn't start this battle. He just comes out of the blue and tries to add me as a friend on Google Plus, and I'm like, don't fuck with me. Yeah, I just send him a message like, don't fuck with me. I don't want to.
Or you could just ignore it.
That is true, but, you know, it's like...
Because yesterday I noticed something about you, Louis.
Wow.
I told you a story, and I realized I shouldn't have told you the story because you ended up wanting to kill the person
I never said kill.
Well, you know, go to battle. Semi-benign story. You were like, oh, fuck that person. I'm going to take them down. Like, Louis, come on. There are so many more people to take down. Do you think this guy from Indiana really needs to be taken down?
No, I'm not talking about taken down. I mean, it's just annoying. He's just a minor annoyance.
Okay. So you categorized it as a minor annoyance.
Yes, and I mean it's like he's already been discredited and all that. It's just like, really, dude, really, you're gonna obsess about me again? Like,
he's gonna, because sometimes people do that. Sometimes that's how brains work. Sadly.
Mm-hmm.
brings you back around in a circle. And for some reason, you're easy to get because he doesn't see you physically.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
You're giving him more happiness by talking about him now than you would have.
I know he's probably gonna listen to this show. He's gonna freaking steal one of my fucking videos, puts it on him, and he's like, and the. You know, the thing about Louis B. is, you know, what pertains to the drug war. I'm like, fuck your mother, Gabe. Honestly, fuck your mother.
Or you could say, Gabe, I totally understand your, you know, whatever's going on in your life, I support you. Not, like, the bad stuff, but, like, hey, man, this road is hard.
Alright.
'Cause he's not the type of person, like... I don't know.
Yeah.
How to explain it.
Anyways, yeah, like,
It's not that funny, but...
This is a prank call that I made, like, a few years ago. Christy was on another network because the current network she was on was down. So, this dummy puts his phone number in the chat room. Like, he's like, I want someone to call, I want you to call me so I could comment on the topic. So, you know, I took this as an opportunity to, do a Louis B. prank. which, okay, in hindsight, probably why this motherfucker obsesses over me. But here, take a listen. Yes, hi. I'm the call screener.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to talk to Miss Aphrodite about?
Oh, you know, patriarchy, masculine and feminine values, how it pertains to drug prohibition.
Okay, what else?
All that in relation to the topics. All that relates to everything that they're talking about.
Really?
Masculine and feminine values.
That's all you got?
Pretty much.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be good for the radio, bro. Sorry about that. Have a good night.
Not good for the radio.
Nah. We try to keep the quality of the radio show to a very high standard. And, yeah, you didn't make the cut, buddy.
I think they'll really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, this is not up for argument, okay?
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi, you've reached Gabe Rivera. Please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Gabe, baby, you're coming off like a bitch on the chat. I'm going to need you to come stop being a bitch, or you're gonna get banned from the chat. If you don't want that to happen, I'm going to need you to calm it down. All right, this is the call screener again. Not me.
Hello?
Yeah, dude, it's me again. Why are you crying?
Are you serious?
Why are you crying in the chat room?
Oh, I just think you're failing.
Your life is failing.
Apparently.
Yeah, dude. What's wrong with you?
I was just commenting on how when somebody's
I don't off. Care. My question is, what's wrong with you? Do you need a hug or something? Because, dude, you're coming off like you're suicidal right now. And we can't be having that. It's bad publicity for ITS.
It certainly is.
It really is. If you kill yourself, hilarious as it may be, we can't have that.
No, we definitely do not.
No. Okay, I'm going to need you to retard your anger.
Nice chatting.
Okay. Still not good for the radio.
Right.
Yep. And that's how it started.
So that was Gabe. That was this guy?
Yep.
Okay.
And, okay, these are some of the comments. He's like, fucking loser Gaby lives in a shelter. Consider the source, Louis. Have fun with the douchebag. Gotta go, Louis. Thanks. Funny stuff. Good show. Thank you very much, my friend.
Well, I hate to be, like, what what I hate to be like the non-yes-ander person, but
the contrarian.
I just have like a really, really soft spot for people who are going through a lot of stuff, and so I can't say that, like, he obviously has, he needs some help and attention, and you gave it to him. Unfortunately, like, sometimes people associate things like negative attention as just they want attention in general. So instead, hey, dude, you're loved, and that's all I can say about that.
Yeah.
Spread the light around.
And as the yin, as the, what's the black part of the yin yang? I don't know.
The yin and the yin and the yang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the black?
You're the yang and I'm the yin?
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. As speaking as a yang, do jump headfirst into a wood chipper for the love of humanity. Please. Do the world a favor. Government assistance accepting, douche. So, and how that pertains to drug prohibition. Oh, man. Yeah, so, I mean, this is just a long line. I mean, you know, some of them I've gotten because of me fighting other people's battles. A lot of them I've earned because I've exposed certain people for doing stupid shit. Yeah. I mean, a lot of that has calmed down because it's like, whatever, I'm done. But, you know, I still get latent things like, I can't believe you exposed Luke. You know, the banks steal billions of dollars, you're worried about, I am. So.
Well, I'm trying at the moment to organize a mic for tomorrow.
Oh, while you're on the air with me.
While I'm on the air. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to make sure everybody's organized.
On a very special Crotch Out radio show.
It's just important to make sure everybody has their mic time. You know how it is.
Yeah, well. So who does the timing and whatnot, and how much do you charge for the open mic?
We do open mic at 206 Lounge, first and second Wednesday of the month. It's anything you can give to the bar, even if it's like $1. And it's 7 minutes per comic, and I try and do 2 and 3 minutes at the end for improv, meaning, like, not like wish wang woo, but like
wish,
get up there
woo.
And just bullshit, like get up there and talk about trees, get up there and just, I'll give you the words, figure it out. And then, so 7 minutes plus at the end, I try and give people extra time.
My bad, yo. That's all I get. You know what, Gay Baby Rivera? My bad, yo. Go with God. Go with God to hell. Go burn. I don't give a fuck about you at all. Fucking Gabe.
I give a fuck about you, and so does, if God exists, so does God.
No, not even him. You're a disappointment.
God loves you. God loves all.
You should have been swallowed.
And
hey, Christina.
Hmm.
How you doing? Look.
I'll be okay.
Yeah. You gonna be okay, sweetheart?
I'll be okay, you know, Tio.
Look, I'm here for you. Whenever you needs, if there's somebody stalking you, I'll punch him right in the ding ding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Tio.
Yeah. My thoughts and
prayers. Is this Tio Sanchez I'm talking
Tio,
to?
This Uncle Sanchez. You can call me Santiago.
Tio.
Yes.
Tio.
Yes.
Santiago. is Tio Santio. You know, I have some people on the line right now.
You do?
They have questions for you.
Are we going to do this bit?
Because they know you give great advice.
I give the bestest advice.
Yeah, you give, like, the best advice. Like, how do you get rid of a blood stain in your hotel mattress?
Well, this is what you do. You just got to cut it out. You got to leave a hole there.
Mm-hmm.
And get some bleach and just wipe it around the springs and whatnot. And you leave immediately. Like, you put the covers back on, and they won't know for a couple months because they don't change them sheets often.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I told them that, and it really helped them. They said that they were out in, at the casino and stuff like that. So they said it was helpful for that. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I got some people here that have questions for you.
All right.
My friends. I'm going to pass around the phone.
Okay.
All right. Hi, is this Tio Sanchez?
Yes, this is Tio Sanchez. How you doing? So, my thoughts and prayers are with you. Say hi to your mother for me.
Okay. My name is Lucy.
I like the cigarettes. Yes, I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, well, my mom says it's because of Lucille Ball, and she's, like, really pretty and funny and stuff, so...
Let me cut you off right there. The only reason why they call you Lucy is because you're a whore. All right, let's move on. What's your question?
Well, my question is, like, I have this guy that he says that he loves me, and he doesn't call me at all. Like, I don't understand. He says he loves me.
Are you sucking his dick?
Well, no.
That's why he ain't calling you. Move on. Next question.
Hello, is this Tio Sanchez?
Yeah, this is Tio Sanchez with the same fucking voice.
My name is... Caroline.
Is it Lucille or Caroline? Let's get the name straight, schizo.
It's Caroline.
All right.
Caroline.
All right.
Jesus. It's a different person.
Caroline. All right, good. What's your question? Make it snappy.
Well, you know...
I gotta take a shit.
I've been thinking about going to change... what do you call it for that surgery?
Okay, how big are your tits?
Well, I want to get rid of them.
No, you know, don't do it. It's a mistake. They can make a pussy, but they can't make a dick. I don't understand medical science. They can freaking dig out a fucking cave for you, but they can't fucking, they can't freaking make a dick. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. You're going to be walking around with a fucking vagina? You'll still be a girl. Don't worry. A girl. A hairy girl with no tits. You really want that? Just think about that.
Hey, yo, Tio Sanchez?
Yes.
You know, I'd be from Brooklyn and all. I'd be from Brooklyn. I'd be like... And I heard these guys, they were talking shit. They were talking mad shit about my street. They were talking mad shit about where I was from. And I told them all this stuff, and they were just like, yo.
Where you from?
You know what I mean?
Where you from?
You know what I mean?
Where you from?
I said, you know what I mean. I'm from by the bridge.
What bridge? We got, like, three bridges in Brooklyn. What the fuck?
You know, I'm not going to tell you where I'm from. You got to decide, you know. But these people were talking shit, and they were saying all these things, and I don't understand what their problem is. So you have to give me advice now, Tio.
Oh, just shoot them in the fucking dick hole. Don't worry about it. Move on.
You know, Tio, you're always on my side and everything. I don't, even though we just met.
My thoughts and prayers are with you, sweetheart. God bless.
God bless you too, Tio.
God bless. All right.
I think those are all of my friends.
Alrighty, there we go.
In the room.
All right. Yeah. Look, I got to go anyways. I got to take a huge, humongous shit. I went to Sizzler the other day, and I think I got fucking three fucking bricks coming out me right now. All right.
Peace, Tio, peace.
My bad, yo.
My bad, yo. We're so dumb.
There he goes. What was dumb is what happened last night. Jeez. Fucking. Poor guy.
That was fun, though. I gotta get to my other show before I go to another show.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know what open mic to do tonight.
Well, you're going to UCB with me, right?
Yeah. But I want to do something. Then, I want to do something before then, or I just want to take it easy a little bit, and then like rust up a little bit, finish some homework, and then run out to there. Yeah.
Well, UCB's at 10:45 for anybody else who wants a free open mic.
Which is Upright Citizen Brigade East. It's on.
There's an awesome mic that you have to email the guy. It's listed online, called Funny Cookies at Lucky Jack's on Orchard Street.
Yeah.
He gives you 10 minutes, which is nice.
Oh, I'll try that. I'll try that next week. Because next week is spring break for me, and I'll go nuts.
There's also Eastville.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one on Myrtle Avenue if you don't want to go too far.
Myrtle Avenue is far from me. That's in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Myrtle.
There's Spike Hill tonight.
Yeah, I could probably go to Spike Hill. I should check out Spike Hill and do my, like, most disgusting-ass fucking anti-hipster fucking material. Like, you
got God, it's so hard doing comedy. Like, that's the thing, there are certain places where you can't be free. And the place I found where it's really hard for me to be free is the one in Long Island City.
Oh, the Creek in the Cave?
Yeah, it's really hard for me to stay, like.
Yeah, one of the comics that I met and we were like traveling around, he goes, you know, that fucking place, all they really care about is their own shit, so they're like, they're just focused on their own shit and they don't laugh, they don't give you no reaction. It really is. It's like I'm throwing shit into the ether. And, I mean, if it's, like, white and dry and nerdy and shit, they'll laugh at that. But here I come, you know, pretty much, you know, fucking, I got salsa playing in the background as I'm going up there, pretty much. Like, I got someone, like, freaking playing the maracas as I'm going up, like, oh, here comes a spick. I'm a Spanish person in control. So, and I start talking about, you know, my great-granduncle, you know, getting his ass kicked for selling a dog.
It's okay, though. That's what they're all about, is for us to just say stuff, you know?
Like,
I'm gonna.
It got to the point where I just start doing the most offensive crap just to get. Really? Are you serious? Like, and it's like, yes, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm tired of you. I'll do the most misogynistic crap because you don't want to laugh. Freaking punish the audience. So anyways, she's gotta go. I gotta go. We did 73 minutes for you fuckers, so enjoy.
Enjoy. Have a good day.
And if you don't, like it, my bad, yo.
My bad, yo.
But I actually gotta take a shit for real, not for play anymore. So this has been a Crouch Out Radio Show from my house, from Christina's house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk. Hope you're alright, it's the rough, it's taking all night.